What's going on, world? It is Tahiri, and welcome to At This Big Age. You might have seen me in reality TV, your favorite cover girl, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and right now, a first-time author.
Yeah.
So you already know what time it is. And let me introduce you to my Cody, better half, my other son. Introduce yourself.
What's going on? It's your girl, Danae B, the princess of Harlem. A professional dancer, a wife, a mother, community activist.
Talk about it.
Yeah, be dropping in love with Megan and the girls outside in these streets.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
So you already know how this is going to begin because I'm a little spicy. Let's get into it.
Let's go. Ready?
So at this big age, I want to see what you and what you would do. So let me just shuffle these cards.
Shuffle.
Because if y'all been watching, you already know we start off with, what would you do at this big age?
Yeah.
All right. So, at this big age,
okay,
you learn your man has entered a business relationship with a man you previously had a fling with.
Oh, damn.
What would you do at this big age?
Previously, it don't matter how previous, just before.
I mean, we can go back to maybe your hoism is deleted, back to when Drea was like, oh, that was 10 years ago. That doesn't count. Okay. Either way, you had an emotional connection, attachment, a fling. You probably had a one-night stand with this man, and your man comes home and says, baby, I'm just gonna, we just had this deal situation. I'm gonna sign a paperwork. I'm getting into business with XYZ, but you'd have been down on nuts before.
Wait a minute now. the nuts. I think I would be okay, though, because we so solid. Me and my man so solid. Like, I think he could work with anybody, regardless of how down the nuts I've been or not.
Would you tell him?
I would tell him. Oh, I know him. We used to kick it. Kick. K-I-C-K. I-T. Used to D-O-I-T.
All right. Okay.
So he knows me well.
All right, guys. Well, me, I'm a firm believer that you have to keep it real with whoever you're with. So if I'm in a committed relationship, you saw my tongue almost like left
the body.
That was just me. You know, I just got tongues. Pause.
Yeah.
I have to say that if I'm in a committed relationship, yes, my man knows who I've been with. Let's say we forget, maybe, and we shouldn't forget, ladies, because it's not good to have crazy numbers, but let's say, you know, you just didn't volunteer that information. Once you come home and you tell me about this individual, I'm going to say pineapples. We had a keyword, me and my last word, we had a keyword because we were both in the industry, we both have a past, we both say, just in case, you know what I mean, somebody walks in and you don't, pineapples. So I would definitely say something.
Nice.
Because we know who we are.
Oh, keyword.
I think that it's important for two people that decide to commit to each other to know exactly who we are. We don't have to hide anything and keep it real. So yes, I would tell my partner.
Yeah, because y'all solid.
They're gonna change, and we're grown ups at this big age. If you do not have some type of track record, I won't even trust you.
What you been doing?
If nobody wants you, how would I want you? You got to be shopping.
What have you been doing?
Facts.
I think that's nice.
Right?
Yeah. No secrets over here.
Nope. Solid.
Open books, because you're an author. Go pick up her book on Amazon right now. I would like to kind of dive into something a little bit. I think that's very special to you and very deep and something I know you are exploring, something that you really want, something that I'm actually experiencing.
That new Chanel bag.
Huh?
The new Chanel bag?
Wait a minute.
Oh, I mean, you just said something I really want to explore, some shit that I really want.
No,
shit,
girl.
That I can pass on to my kids.
I said something I'm experiencing. I don't have no Chanel.
You don't have no Chanel?
Mm-mm.
That's a bitch.
Somebody tell them to get me a Chanel.
I got like 20. We're going to get you something. I thought you was talking about some shit like,
no,
oh, like
I was
Chanel?
Talking about motherhood, girl. What a bag.
My bad.
No, motherhood.
Okay, I'm trying to say.
Precious gifts, beautiful life experience of motherhood.
Okay, the most amazing job, the biggest job on earth.
The biggest is literally like the biggest, most demanding job I think anybody
I agree.
Can experience. And I know it's something that you're open to.
Well, you're a mom.
I am a mom.
Okay.
I'm a mom of a beautiful, beautiful 5-year-old boy, King Divine. Hey, son. So I love him. He's incredible. He's literally like the best decision I ever made.
Okay.
Super huge surprise. Like, definitely one of those things where it's all God's plan. Because I was literally on birth control for 8 years.
Like, you're having sex. So
no, I was doing
how did this
it.
Happen? That you was fucking.
Doing all of this. But for this.
What?
You never did that? You know?
Well, mommy used to do this.
No, this. Because you hear the cheeks clapping. If I didn't, like, yes. That's the thing. But literally for 8 years, I was on birth control. I was off for 1 month.
And that exactly. You're now all of a sudden fertile.
But before I went home, because we had just found out that Mrs. Carter was pregnant with the twins, we were supposed to do Coachella that year. We were supposed to go on tour. And I told the girls, I'm like, we're in Grammy rehearsal. It was like, we should all just go home and get pregnant because we're about to be down.
What?
Everybody get pregnant. Everybody, let's have a baby now because we're all like in our, like, right. I was 29 at the time. I'm like, let's all go get pregnant because we know she's not working. Let's just
this
go.
This is our downtime.
This is our time.
Let's
if
stop
we
swallowing,
do it now.
Let's just have it.
Wait a minute now. You just keep sliding these little things in.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's either this or this.
So. Yes, but literally, and I mean, I was the only one that.
So you put it up there. You put it out there.
I
you
was did. Like, I thought we were all going to do it. I thought all of our kids would
be. You were
the
only one that
went in with right at you. It's like, woo! Crazy. But nonetheless, got home, found out a month. Like 2 months later that I was pregnant. So it was literally God, like, here you go. Here's your baby. You asked for it. So I know it's something that's super important and precious to you.
Well,
at
this big age, I don't even know how I got here, honestly. I'm really confused about life right now, guys. I be laughing and shit, but that keeps me from breaking down on episode 3 because come on, y'all see me cry enough already. Like, but honestly, I don't even know how I got here. I feel like the grass isn't always greener. My mom and my dad, they were strict but cool, so I wasn't supposed to get pregnant early, have sex early. My mom told us as kids that if we had sex early, we'd get cancer.
Damn.
You do this a lot and that's gonna rub on this and then you're gonna have cervical cancer. So she scared us at home, so we all lost our virginity really late. She just said we don't fit, go to school, explore. Kids are going to what did she use? What word did she use? It's kind of like they're going to hold you back in Spanish. And she's like, and we don't fit. We lived in a little small apartment. And I always knew that, you know, I would get out the hood. It just stayed with me. And so she made us really independent, really smart, really, really, really rasp. Like me and my sisters are really rough, independent, unapologetically, very straightforward and strong women. And so I don't think that goes well with a lot of men. We speak our minds, even before it, you know, women, you know, in this climate we're in, women are stepping up and stepping out. We've been doing that in the hood. And I think that now at this big age, I'm like, how the fuck did I get here? Now she's rushing me to have kids. But although I don't feel like I am in my 40s, I know that my body clock is saying, bitch, what's up? But then now I don't feel like I should just have a kid with anyone. And my mom was like, give it to anyone. Just get one. And I'm just like, you just told me 10 years ago, 20 years ago, don't just do it. Don't do that. So I feel like I did the right thing. I went to school. I graduated, got good credit, did what the fuck I had to do, could do my own thing. Don't need a man for anything. Mm-hmm. Want a man. Although I feel like I need a man, but you know what I mean? Like I need him because I want him, not because I need him to do anything for me.
Right.
Now I feel like my mom prepared me to be this independent woman, not to deal with what she dealt with my dad and her ex-husband. And now I feel like I'm losing anyway, because I want to create, build a legacy. I want to be in a successful relationship. I want to do all the things that I thought I would be doing at this age, but that's not what's happening. Mm-hmm. Therefore, for many years, and I always say, be careful what you say. I think since I was 30, I'm like, I'm going to freeze my eggs. But, you know, I'm still, you know, dating and having sex and having boyfriends and long-term relationships. And just, I'm like, I'm going to freeze my eggs. And eventually, 2021 and 2022, I did two cycles of IVF.
Whoa.
I kept spending money and saying, oh, I'll just freeze my eggs one day. And then it happened, a pandemic happened. And while everybody was home and everybody couldn't go nowhere, then that was, God put me in a situation where I was able to do it alone. And it was a very, it was a really hard thing to do by yourself. Mm-hmm. One, because I'm hard on myself. And two, because my eggs are in the freezer somewhere. And as a Latin, like, I'm Latina, I'm an Afro-Latina. Like, me trying to explain this to my 86-year-old grandmother, she thought something was wrong with me. Because mm-hmm. at this big age, I'm supposed to have kids, be married, or have an unsuccessful relationship somewhere, a divorce, but then have kids. Like, what is wrong with Tahiri? It's pretty much how they look at me on Thanksgiving when I walk in and all of my siblings are younger than me, have kids, and I walk in as the oldest of them all, yeah, from both sides. I'm, they're like, is it you guys want to tell us? And I'm like, no, I'm just, I thought I was following suit. I was following the directions.
Right.
You know, success is needed. Career is needed. Independence is needed. And they raised me to be super strong. And now I feel like I'm in a rush. And we'll get into me freezing my eggs. You just hit, like, I wouldn't say a trigger. I think it's a really, I think this conversation deserves a lot more of.
I think that's such a special process. And I'm so, like, in awe of you for, like, even going and doing it and taking that step by yourself and understanding that the independence that your mom and your grandma instilled in you, that your family instilled in you, like, you're still, like, striving and pushing forward to have that family. Because, you know, you can always pop those babies in there and that's push them on out. And I love that.
This is such a rough situation.
I'm sorry, but it's so good.
I mean, no, it is perfect.
Yeah.
I think day 1 to 8 for me when I was freezing my eggs were the roughest because I felt like I failed somehow. You think about your dating life, you think about being a woman, you think about like, you know, like you come from, like, you know, we women have children in my neighborhood and my you know, my, the culture, like just women in general. And here I am in my 40s and I'm going to freeze my eggs just in case I run out of time. It's something that they don't really educate us about. So I did my due diligence and figured it out. And for the first 8 days, it was rough. I felt like a failure. I felt like, how am I doing this by myself? Like, how, like, what is the issue, Tahiri? Like, I felt like, and then on the 9th day, I felt super empowered. Not only because I could, but because at my age, I'm still fertile, because I could afford it, because I don't need a man. But I had to sit and think, is this something I want to do without a man? Because I believe that children need both parents. So it's so many things that I'm working with at this big age where I'm going back and forth on what my next steps are going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Super fertile, which, again, a lot of women freeze their eggs because, you know, their timing.
Mm-hmm.
I might not allow them to have children. I don't have those issues as of right now, but I don't want to get to that point. And then choosing the right partner, being in a rush too. I remember having a conversation with the last person I dated, and I was just like, yo, what's up? The eggs is in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. Is we doing this or not? What's up?
Are we fucking or not? And then, you know, being able to have children like early on, because of course I've had an abortion or two.
That part,
dead ass, and I don't care if anybody judges me. It's my vagina, it's my choice.
My body, my motherfucking choice.
My vagina, my body, my choice.
Yes.
And making those decisions early on in my early 20s, and then being here and trying to figure out what God is trying to, what is the lesson behind all this? Mm-hmm. So something I'm still filtering through. Something I'm still filtering through. I just think. After going through the process, very expensive, very painful, very emotional.
What's that process like?
Well, first you have to check your egg reserves. So you go in for blood work and then they check your uterus and everything else. And then they tell you how fertile you're going to, you know, how fertile are you and how many eggs you produce every month. Yeah, they can tell. Some people are not as fertile, so it depends on the medication. They'll give you some medication depending on how fertile you are, how many eggs you produce a month. So you have to go about the first or the second week of, I think, right before your menstrual. I don't remember exactly. And then after that, then they give you some medication. Medication for me was like $3,000 every 6 days. I had to pay $3,000 for every 6 days. Every other day you go into the hospital and they check your blood. They give you blood work. So my veins was like at the end of fucking 2 months, or I didn't even have a vein. And then they give you a sonogram. So they insert shit to make sure that the eggs are growing around the same time. Because then at the end of that month, they have to extract the eggs. So it's like a mini operation that they give 30 minutes. You go in, you come out, you wake up, and they tell you how many eggs they got. Wow. Out of your... being, and then from
women
there,
are superheroes.
Yes, and that, but you're growing them as, and you're growing them as they are injecting all these hormones and all these meds in you. I'm very, very, I'm sensitive, very much like you got your period times 10. Damn. I did it in the middle of COVID, so I couldn't go nowhere. Like, people couldn't go nowhere, but I really couldn't go nowhere, because if I got sick, I would have to restart my meds again, or I would have to stop the process. And doing it alone was rough, because it's not like my mom couldn't come just in case anybody got, you know, COVID or anything. And then I didn't have a partner. So it just gave me that, like I told you, I thought about my life. It all flashed in front of my eyes. And I was just trying to figure out, how did I get here? And then, like I said, after 10 days, I thought to myself, I'm fucking powerful. Yes. I'm creating life as we speak. I can do so. I can pay for it. I'm in control. I don't need, like, yes, I want my partner, but this is my plan B. I'm not saying I don't need a man. I'm saying that if nothing else works, then I have a plan B. So I'm just kind of trying to play the safety, have a safety net. But it was very touching. And I say that to say that I realized how magical we were. Yes. I remember coming out of the room and the nurse saying, holy shit. And then she gave me the number and everybody was like, as if I'm supposed to be used goods, like this bitch. They was like, and I was like, yeah, bitch.
Because you had 17,000.
Holla. And I did it twice. And so I pay a month. I pay, not a month, a year. I pay $1,000 a year to store my eggs just in case nothing else happens from here till maybe I'm 50 or something. I don't know why I felt the need to secure these eggs, but I
But that's so did. Good. I think it's incredible, too, that you're in a position to do that. Because medicine is so new, and I feel like medicine has advanced so much that we're able to.
I mean, this has been happening forever. It's just that, like, okay, so every morning I would walk into the doctor's office, and there'd be over, I think the nurses, I got the little VIP treatment and shit, but... I pull up and there was rarely any Black or Latinas sitting there. It was Indians, they were Asians, and a lot of white women. You barely saw a colored woman. There was no colored women there. They don't educate us about that. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. Most of our jobs don't cover it. So,
and I think that's crazy.
But on top of that, if I sit with my elders, they'll look at me like I'm crazy for securing my eggs.
Yeah.
Because it's something that we don't talk about. It's taboo. Mm-hmm. But then they told me not to have sex early, not to fucking have kids, that my career be done. And then now, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like a gift and a curse. Either way, I found my way through this whole journey of not having kids in my 40s. How did I get here? I don't know. Honestly, I thought I'd be married by now. Have I had the opportunity to have kids and be married? Yes. 3 times, 3 rings, I've said no. Yeah, the world only seen one ring that I said no to. Before then, there was 2. Mm-hmm. So that means 3. And I just probably chosen the wrong men. And now I'm at this big age trying to figure out. Not trying to figure out. I realize that it's not about marriage, it's about partnership. So whoever I'm going to have a child with, I want us to just be able to coexist and be partners.
Yeah.
Because having a child is the best job ever.
It's the best job, and they're half you
and half
the other person.
Look at your face.
But I'm so fortunate that my husband is like, he's pretty cool. Like, I have a pretty cool kid.
I can't wait.
Like, he's actually
amazing.
He's really amazing.
See, I want to be able to fucking say that.
Yeah, he's a little lawyer. He wants to debate all the time. So I mean, why not?
He's your child.
He's his father's child. See, that's the half he got from his dad, not from me. Like the TikToks and stuff that he wants to do.
I cannot.
All me. Let's do it. Set it up. Prop it up. Because we don't have a selfie stick or a stand, whatever. Just prop it up on the wall, babe. Let's do it all day. But the debating, all is dead.
I don't know. I'm dragging through this conversation. I guess I don't want to really tap into it.
You're not. I think you're sharing.
But okay. I can't wait to prop something up because we don't have a selfie stick and do the TikToks that I hate doing now. Or having a partner that you can share that little person with. I know.
It's really nice.
Pretty scary. Think about it. Because now at this big age, I'm a little selfish. I'm like, do I really? I'm there in the freezer. And then I have a little, I'll be having a massage. I'll be like, hey, I'm not a mom yet. What the fuck, God? And then I'm like, I can't question you, sir. You're the man. Whatever. You know what I mean? It's kind of like I dip and dab about my life decisions.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. We all question it. I question my marriage all the time. What was I thinking? Who told me to do this? And then, you know, it's the beautiful parts of it, the partnership, the baby. The coolness.
I have a niece now. She's 2 and
oh my God. You're probably the cool aunt.
I'm the rich aunt. Like
the
this.
Coolest.
Just come through with Chanel. Just whatever you
want. Yes, with the fur.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's like, why is she still single? Because I'm rich, bitch.
That's very nice.
But seriously, my niece is everything. I hate parents. I hate baby mama drama. You got one, you can leave me alone. I just hate the fact that my friends be like, oh, I'm with the baby. I can't talk. Is your fingers broke? Can you not listen? Because my mom had 3 girls and she multitasked. Can you multitask? But guess what? I'm that girl be like, fuck your baby mama. Fuck your fucking, get on the phone. We got the work. We got to. And now my niece came along and she's 2 and my niece calls and everything stops.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to my niece and hold up.
Yeah.
And I don't care what I'm doing. She called right now. I'm stopping y'all.
Yeah.
And now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I stop cursing people out. Like, yes, you're with the baby. I get that part.
I got it.
And that's my niece. Imagine when I have my children, because I'm going to have this baby.
Yes.
Yeah. I am.
I'll babysit.
And maybe not from the freezer. Maybe the freezer's not just wasting my money, but I just wanted you to understand, God, Lord Jesus, that in case things took too long, we could have just, you know what I mean? I'm talking to him. But, you know what I mean? I'm accepting applications. The fax is, at this big age, we don't do fax anymore, right?
I think they can email it.
Yeah, email. We DM.
Text it.
Text it. What else? What else we got? Pull up. Because, you know, have your people call my people.
Yeah.
And let's have this baby.
Wait a minute.
But just in case it don't happen, they're in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just be auntie, rich auntie.
Yes. King can babysit. We can go out.
Look what she's thinking about.
Because he's 5. You know, you can start letting them babysit at like 7.
But yeah, I have not told.
Responsible.
I have not. At 7?
Yes, they're
I am done with this auntie. I've not told the world I froze my eggs. But yes, 2 IVF cycles. And looking forward to creating embryos. And that's when you find sperm and you inject it into my egg. And then pop! What is it?
Yes!
Now, I really want to do it the right way.
That's nice.
But either way, I'm having this baby, and I'm not wearing Burberry to my baby shower. So if you're going to be my baby daddy, that's not happening.
Wait, you got to do the Burberry.
That's very not up my mind.
With the slides. Let him wear the Burberry slides with the shirt.
Please.
And the bucket.
If you
not
are in.
Not the dad cap.
I love the Burberry, just not for the baby shower. Just remind, I have trauma from every picture I've seen on Instagram. Anyway. We having this baby, I heard.
I'm so excited.
Either from the fridge, because they still mine, or
thank
we gonna.
You for sharing.
Yes! it's a very sensitive topic, man. I like I said, women
as
are magical.
Scorpion is very, very, like, near and dear, life-changing.
How the fuck did I get here? I thought I'd be, like, married to, like, wherever I was, I thought I'd be married to. If I was in the police academy, the captain, I was, you know what I mean? If I was
you
a cop.
Be married to the
No, I mean, remember, I was supposed to be a cop, so I'd be
I
the
know.
Captain. And if I was dealing with the mechanic shop owner, and if I was dealing with the MB, you know what I mean? By now, I would have had 18 babies, my ass is still standing at attention, you know what I mean? Like,
you used to do the MASH game, like M-A-S-H with the swirl.
No.
Okay.
No, not.
I feel like you was that girl. Like,
no,
married.
I wasn't. But I had a plan, and my plan was to be married and have kids at this big age. Mm. And guess where I'm at?
sitting beside me
on top of a couch with that freakum dress on.
No, I want my freakum dress. You can go and marry me, baby. You can still do all the things.
Yeah, you're right.
It's coming. Okay. And the babies is coming. And thank you for sharing.
Baby, not babies.
I think it's going to be more than one. I think I'm going to have triplets. I think I'm going to get it done.
Yo, to God. Don't put that on God.
Deeper.
Well, you can.
Deeper.
I'll give me to the vagina.
Okay. All
right, so I'm not a mom yet, but I know that motherhood could change people's lives. How did it change your life, Danae?
Huh. Well, first of all, King almost didn't make it. As much as I wanted him to be here, I was like so focused and I felt like I was at a high point in my career. And I was like, Mom, I just don't know. And she was like, we doing this. Like, even though his dad was super supportive, I didn't feel I could do it until I had the support from my mom. And she was like, I'll keep the baby. You're not. And I was like, if I have this baby, I'm going to stop dancing. And she was like, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Had King, all the support in the world, but I think he taught me patience and like a love that I didn't know existed. And in that, it trickled over into work. So now I'm like, I've always been kind and I've always been patient, but I have like an extra level of like understanding, like the parents on the team and saying thank you and responding to emails like thank you for this quote. So like just the little things.
Savage, you was a savage, and now you're like,
I was just letting the little things that people were doing like slip under the rug, and now I'm like just super appreciative because that's their time and a lot of them have kids, and I'm like, you took the time out of your day to add this quote to my day sheet. Like, I appreciate that. I love that. And King gets to come with me all over. Like, King has been everywhere. Not only on the iPad, but physically, like, his dad brings him out. He's with me at all the shows. I'm like, okay, son, here we go. Like, we literally take him everywhere. Paris, Africa. Like, he's getting to experience stuff. And I'm wanting to go out a lot more and explore the town and, like, see the city. I used to just go to bed, be in all these cool places and not go outside. I'm like, there's no way I'm not going to get this flick so my baby knows that he got to experience this. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
It is. That's so dope. I should have been happy.
The culture, the food, the...
Should have stopped swallowing a long time ago.
It's okay. That wasn't the right time.
I know, I guess, right? God knows what he does.
Uh-huh. But it's good.
That's awesome.
Tahiri.
Yes.
Can you play a game?
Yes, now that you got me all soft and shit.
No, I want to lighten the mood.
So lighten it because I'm tired of talking about my eggs and shit that people don't know
I just
about.
Gave birth to some cards.
You keep popping them.
And I want to play a game.
Can I give birth once?
Called See or Nah.
See or Nah.
See
so
or
for those
nah.
That don't, for those that don't know what See or Nah is, what is it?
What See mean?
Yes.
And what Nah mean?
No.
And that's the game. Either you're going to say See or you gonna say no? To some questions.
She explained it, y'all.
That I'm got in my magical hand.
Hurry the fuck up! You got me all emotional. Make me laugh.
Okay, damn. Here we go. See or no? Sex is overrated.
Never. No, give me. I'm trying to have a baby.
No, she said. Ba. But
okay.
That's
what I said.
Yeah, like that's what you be saying. That's what I got in the subtext of that.
Okay.
See or nah?
Oh wait, how about you? Is it all sex overrated? Cause you're married. It's different.
No,
my sex is mad exciting.
Yeah,
when you've been with somebody for a long time, you might be like, nigga, I'm
still
good.
Swinging from the chandeliers, hey! Baby.
Woo! Pop,
bop, 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 bop. Yeah.
Okay.
Shit.
I like that shit. You got a rubber? Oh, dang. Okay.
Sorry. You got friends, though. Hey, we talk
about it. Okay.
See or nah, you can tell a lot about a man by what car he drives.
Dang. See, at this big age, nah.
Nah.
Because I drive a Honda. And that means nothing.
That's reliable.
That means nothing when it comes to my bank account. So I can't even say that when it comes to a man.
But I know.
Yeah, but I know a lot of dudes with the illest cars sleeping on a mattress, like or just
on
the
floor,
doing some ratchet shit. So nah. So yes, you can't tell. No, not by his car. No.
But if he's on a scooter,
Is he delivering my Uber Eats and stuff?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. He's on a scooter. Can we tell a lot if about
I'm in,
him?
Yeah, if I'm in, if I'm out the country, if I'm in Jamaica, DR, I might slide through with the dude. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know about New York.
On a scooter. I'm sick.
I'll probably rent them the scooter. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm a business person, but I'm not. No. I'm cool. Nah. We're not doing that.
I agree. It's a no for me. See or nah?
Wait, what happened?
Sorry.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
No, this is a musical one.
I didn't date him.
Nicki Minaj has a greater catalog than Little Kim. That's what I'm saying.
Why would you do that to me?
Who did this?
Dang, I'm gonna play the Jonosé. I don't know. First of all, I fuck with like him. Legend and Nicki, legend. Like, what do you do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I would have to. I'll get back to you when I look it up.
Okay.
Because you have to look first. Because here's the thing. Like, when you talk about two amazing females in the game, I'm never like, I'm such about women empowerment. I understand one paved the way, the other one is paving the way, but they're all legends in their own right. Before I give you an answer, I must have the facts to follow.
We need 20 versus 20.
Yeah, we have.
Then we can let you know.
I just think, man, let's give him a.
I love the Jonosé.
Jonosé.
Huh? Cause you don't know. Hey, see or nah? Wait a minute now. I'd rather be rich and ugly than poor and pretty.
Damn.
Y'all going crazy.
Yo, let me tell you something about these C or Nas that you be giving me. Y'all don't be wanting me to go off on explanations, but I feel like I have to explain. Because when you rich and ugly, you can get work done. Hence, all these women that don't look like themselves, but they already want to be like them. How you want to look like somebody don't even look like she when she was born? Right?
She when but then, she was born.
Yeah, I'm not going to say no names. I'm just saying, every one of these women, y'all idolize.
Hmm.
Y'all buy their products. It ain't they asses, it ain't they faces, it ain't they nothing. Nothing that belongs to them, but y'all busy here making these women rich. But whatever. That's the ugly bitch with money.
Damn.
Not the ugly. Let's just say
the rich and ugly.
No, let's not say ugly. Let's just say not who they look like right now. If you have babies with them, when the babies are born, you be like, ooh, that's our child. And then you got the ugly chick. No, then you got the pretty chick. Broke, but the pretty chick could always got some ways to get around and create wealth because she's easy on the eye.
So you going with poor and pretty?
I'm dang. I can't give you a general say on this, huh?
I'm gonna go with poor and pretty for 500.
Can I call my lifeline?
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I the lifeline?
Yes, what you think? Poor and pretty?
Poor and pretty.
Yeah, poor and pretty because I could always make that money.
We can always get the money. Yeah. You better get that motherfucker.
I hate to look in the mirror and be like, who is this? But I like, you don't like yourself. You changed yourself.
Well, I don't want to be rich and ugly.
Yeah,
because that means your spirit ugly.
Yeah, no matter how much money you get.
You can't change.
It's like being a corny dude. Like, no matter how much money you got, you're still corny. You can't buy swag.
Don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, nuh-uh.
Not sitting with you.
Poor and pretty. I'm going to get this money, honey.
Just send me the drink from across the room.
No, no, I might fuck the ugly nigga now because, you know, I like me an insecure ugly
That's
nigga.
What I'm saying. We don't want the horny nigga. See or nah?
Ooh. Joel, you on fire today.
They going crazy. I don't know what I gave birth to today. Nuts. See or nah? Anything goes. At the bachelorette parties.
Nah. Nope. I'm not doing the wrong things. I'm going to marry my man. I'm not going to have to confess this shit after I say yes. I'm not going to have to be like, hold up before we say sí, te quiero. I did this last night. Like, my conscience needs to be clear when I get married.
It never happened.
Which one? Oh, at the
bachelorette? Whatever happened, it never happened.
That's not true. I got to live with that.
You won't even remember.
That's a lie.
It never happened.
I'm never that drunk and I be wasted.
It never.
I'm not doing that, sir.
It never.
Sir, I will not subscribe. These are not my charges. I didn't do it. I did not do it, sir. I'm not.
So you're giving.
What did you do at your bachelorette party? You don't remember. No, that's a lie.
I didn't have one.
Why?
I didn't have one because, like I said, we had two weddings.
Okay.
First one, we.
So two weddings and not two motherfucking bachelorette parties?
I did.
So that means I got to throw you one?
Yes.
After?
Never too late.
I'm sure, but you...
But we went to Vegas. We had a night, but I was...
Do you remember?
I remember everything. I didn't do anything. We went to the strip club. It was during COVID, so
now
I didn't even touch the girls.
So now, let's say in theory, if tomorrow we had a bachelorette party and you're remarrying him again for the third time, are you down with doing whatever? Are you down with him doing whatever and we just don't remember?
It never happened. It might be a little bit different now because we've been married two times already.
The savagery.
But it never happened. Whatever happened at that bachelorette, it never happened.
Honey, my man better act like...
Tomorrow, when I wake up,
it's late. Because it's your last time ever, so you might as well get it out.
She'll hoorah.
Hoorah this motherfucking...
Hoorah.
Nah. That's why she's married and I'm not. Fuck your hoorah.
What? It never happened.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that never happened before you try to commit to me. Make sure that shit happens all before then. Continue. Any other more questions?
See or nah?
You got one more, bitch. I'm tired.
You love me?
Uh-huh.
That's it? That's the see or nah. That's a bonus.
Bonus! Of course I do.
It's not on the card, but I thought I would just say it.
This bitch.
But that concludes
your see or not?
My see or not in this episode.
Oh my god, I'd be having so much fun. I don't want us to leave.
I know. I can make up a couple more.
No, I'm good.
Okay, damn. You're sick of me. You ready to go? I gotta go.
Oh, you better pick up your baby.
And thank you so much for sharing.
My babies are in the freezer.
Thank you for...
I'm gonna call my abuela right now. I'll be like, abuela, she's gonna be like, leave me.
Abuela, I said thank you.
My abuela's gonna think I'm crazy.
And we love
like,
you.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What you mean they're in the freezer? What does that even mean? Nice. You know, the generations are different, but shout out to this baby shower you're going to soon.
Burberry.
Big beat.
Hey, so this is, thank you for tuning in, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm just, this egg conversation be fucking me up. So thank you for tuning in to At This Big Age, where you get to listen to us talk about real life situations like
dating.
And sex and babies.
Love. Babies.
And things that women really think about, talk to themselves about, talk with their friends about, but are afraid to talk about in public because we're at this big age.
Mm-hmm. All the candid conversations are going down here.
So, hey, thank you for tuning in. Yes. Like, subscribe, and comment.
Share,
most importantly. Mm-hmm. And see you next time.
And shout out to 333 Lounge for this beautiful space. And opening up the doors to us. We love it here. And we love y'all.
That's a 333.
Boom. See y'all next time.
Bye.
Beef will want that.